Hello and welcome to day 13 of the Curious Characters of Christmas. Today we continue looking at the names of God from specifically Isaiah chapter 9. As review of yesterday, just a reminder that this is primarily, it mentions the birth of Christ and what his name will be called, but it's primarily a passage addressing the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Christ. And so let's look at verse 6 and revisit the names of Jesus given to Isaiah the prophet. Verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Yesterday we looked at Everlasting Father, and what does that mean, that Jesus is the Everlasting Father? And tomorrow we're going to look at what does that mean, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Well, today what I want us to look at is what does that mean that Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor and the Mighty God. So Wonderful Counselor is a description of how Jesus will lead us, and I would suggest not only in the millennial kingdom someday, but in our lives now. Wonderful here, the Hebrew word carries the idea of incomprehensible. Like we use that word wonderful. Oh, that was wonderful. I had a wonderful time. But that's not a strong enough word here. The Hebrew word is the idea of incomprehensible. It's like boggle the mind kind of wonderful, that like beyond what we could even imagine. And so what a great thing to think about, that someday in the millennial kingdom, in that thousand-year reign of Christ, every day that Jesus will continue to mesmerize us. I mean, I just love that. We're going to be mesmerized by the Messiah every day in the millennial kingdom. And that's incredible. Like, I hope that happens now, but, you know, we still have a sin nature, and we don't see God, literally see Jesus. And so that's going to be removed. We're going to have the mind of Christ. We're going to be perfect. We're going to see Jesus leading us, and we'll be mesmerized incredibly during the millennial kingdom. But it's also encouragement for us now, too, that when we daily worship Jesus, that he can mesmerize us now with who he is. He is incomprehensible. He's beyond what we could even imagine. And therefore, he will always counsel us well. One of the roles of Jesus is he wants to lead us like a counselor. If you're going to a counselor, why? Not just to hear your problem. You go to a counselor so they can help give you some direction for your life. And that's one of the roles that Jesus has in our life now. He wants to guide us. And of course, he guides us through God's word. So if you're not in God's word, it's going to be hard to be guided by Jesus. And he does so through specifically the Holy Spirit. And that's why the Apostle Paul in Romans 8 and 9 called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Christ, okay? The Spirit is one God, three persons. He's a separate person, but Paul calls him the Spirit of Christ because the Holy Spirit will bring to our attention the words of Christ, the direction of Christ for our lives. In fact, Jesus, the night he was going to be arrested, he wanted to encourage his disciples one last time. And in John 14 and John 15 and John 16, he focused a lot of the attention on the Holy Spirit. And in all three of those chapters, he mentions that the Holy Spirit will be our counselor. Let me just read one of those verses. John chapter 16, verse 7. It says, "It is for your benefit that I go away." Can you imagine the disciples hearing that? Jesus saying, "It's good that I'm leaving." Boy, the disciples could barely keep it together with Jesus there. Like, what are you talking about, Jesus? But he says, "No, it's better that I'm leaving, that I'm going back to the Father." Here's why. "Because if I don't go away, the Counselor will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you." If we were to keep reading, it'll say, "I was with you, but he will be in you." The reason it's of great benefit for Jesus to go back to the Father is because the Holy Spirit wouldn't just be around them, with them, like Jesus was, but he would actually indwell them. And that's true, by the way, not just for the 12 disciples, for anyone that's placed their faith in Christ. Instantly, in that moment, the Holy Spirit indwells us. and he serves as the Spirit of Christ. He guides us. He prompts us. He leads us. Galatians talks about keeping in step with the Spirit. He wants to lead us in the way of Jesus. One of the goals of our salvation, according to Romans 8, is to be conformed into the image of Christ. It's the Holy Spirit's job to help guide us in that. And so Jesus serves as our wonderful counselor through the working of the Holy Spirit in our life. How encouraging is that? That the Holy Spirit daily wants to lead us, our lives, and encourage us. Now, one of the primary ways the Holy Spirit leads us is through the Word of God. And so if you want the Spirit to lead us, then you need to be in the Word of God, because that's one of the primary ways of how He leads us. We read something, and then he brings to our attention something in our lives to adjust, to change, a direction to go. Keep in step with the Spirit, and we will discover the wonderful counselor. Now, let me say this. That doesn't mean that our wonderful counselor, through the Holy Spirit, when He leads us, is going to lead us into things that are comfortable or convenient or even safe. All right? That's not the case. He will stretch us. He wants to enlarge our faith. He wants to allow us to have huge impact. And that doesn't come from just a comfortable, convenient life. And so how He leads us is honestly going to be maybe even scary sometimes. And He's going to ask us to do hard things. That's why it's important to remember that He's also our mighty God. He's our mighty God. Jesus will never, through the Holy Spirit, never lead us to do anything that His power can't provide the means to do it. Now, some of you listening to this or watching this, and maybe you there is something already God has been leading you to do, and you've been afraid to do it, or the cost to doing it, and you've been holding back, and you've been putting it off. I want to tell you, all right? If God has called you to do something, He's going to equip you to do it, all right? He's not going to guide you. He's the wonderful counselor. He's not going to guide you into anything other than what's going to bring Him glory and good for you and others. And He's the mighty God, and so He's going to provide the power to do it. He's our wonderful counselor. He's our mighty God. Therefore, listen and obey. Respond to how the wonderful counselor through the Holy Spirit is guiding you today.